Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The Holy See's Secretary of State defended the reputation of Pope Pius XII Tuesday, saying that a black legend has arisen, accusing him of silence in the face of the Holocaust.
Non con giudizi precostituiti, non strumentalizzare le fonti che permettono.
Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone says that historical research and thousands of personal stories prove Pope Pius acted behind the scenes to save the lives of Jews and other victims. The cardinal said that it is out of place to accuse him of silence, adding that the wartime pope chose a prudent profile and acted within the limits of circumstances imposed on him. He added that popes do not speak while thinking of creating for themselves a favorable image for posterity, but hold dear to their hearts the fate of men and women of flesh and blood, not the praise of historians. The president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop John Foley, has addressed the World Congress of the International Catholic Union of the Press, which is meeting in Sherbrooke, Canada. The theme of the Congress is Media and Religion, Risk or Opportunity. Archbishop Foley spoke with us about the history of the union.
Pope Pius XI established USCIP, the International Catholic Union of the Press, 80 years ago as part of his general activity with Catholic Action. The idea was to have committed Christians, committed Catholics, in all fields.
The participants in the General Assembly of Caritas yesterday appointed Cardinal Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maradiaga as the president of the organization. Caritas Internationalis is a confederation of 162 Catholic Relief, Development, and Social Service organizations working in over 200 countries and territories.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.